At the dawn of the current era, in year one of the Western calendar, there were about 300 million people on the planet, a tiny fraction of the 47 billion who had ever been born. For our early human ancestors, life was poor, nasty, brutish, and short. Up to half of babies died in infancy, and life expectancy at birth was a measly 10 years. But humans are unique among species, and as our societies evolved, we began to accumulate knowledge about how to conquer nature. Those alive in 1750 were less than 1% of humans ever born. The almost 8 billion of us alive today represent around 7% of the 108 billion who have ever taken a breath. Clearly, tremendous forces have been at work to reshape global population from cradle to grave, and these forces will be no less powerful in the future. If this were a story about demographic change in the 20th century, it would be a story about exponential population growth. It took from the beginning of our species until around 1804 for Earth to have its first 1 billion people, and in the 19th century, we didn't add too many more. But in the span of just 100 years during the 20th century, world population exploded from 1.6 billion to 6.1 billion people. The story of the 21st century is less a story about exponential population growth than it is a story about differential growth, marked by a stark divide between the world's richest and poorest countries. We've come remarkably far, but in the 21st century, the world's population is still changing in ways never before seen.